And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up. Man, do we have a fun show for you today. Pete's out of the studio, taking another day of kicking back and relaxing after a little procedure. Everything went great. He's feeling excellent and standing by. But you got Corey and I in the studio today. We're going to be having lots of fun with Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute, one of our favorite contributors here to Let's Talk Hook Up, always keeping us up to date with what's on in the water. We got him for a full 2 hours today. We're going to be talking fishing, having a great time, hearing some catch reports, and taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
This Labor Day, your San Diego County Ford dealer proudly salutes you during the Ford Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. For 5 days only, get limited-time deals across many of Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand with Ford F-Series, the all-electric Ford Mustang Mach-E, the iconic Ford Bronco, and the versatile Ford Maverick truck. It's your chance to save, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric. Find the perfect Ford for you during the Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. Everything ends September 2nd, so don't wait. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and I think we're waiting just a minute for Mike, but
yeah,
Mike from the Tribute, right? I mean, he's a minute or two away.
Yeah, he's on his way. Yeah. It's always funny when somebody is as regular as Mike is. We call it the Doug Kern effect. Doug's done the show so many times. Doug knows exactly how long it's going to take to get here, then to get to Marvelous Muffins to grab a hot tea, and then come back to the studio with like seconds to spare. But Doug has got it so down to the wire that if he hits two red lights wrong, like he's gonna miss the show open. Mike's for sure on his way. Send us a text about 5 minutes ago that said it'll be there in 5 minutes. So yeah, so all good. But in the meantime, man, we're just looking forward to having a great show and having him join us this morning and talking Tribute. And man, how nice it was to get back to what summertime is supposed
right?
to be. You know, there was a little bit of unexpected weather. The wind and a little bit of sea state wasn't quite as nice as it was supposed to be to us here this weekend, but still plenty fishable. But man, just good biting fish in our local zone is what we're after, and kind of all things, right?
Yeah. Come on in, Mike. No, you can leave door open.
Just nice that, like, kind of all things were back on the table again. There was
tropical weather too, man.
Yeah, the weather was a little funkier than it was supposed to be, but you know, all good. But there was, you know, fish up splashing around that you could throw lures at if you were in a skiff, or you could drag around a spreader bar or a Mad Mac and get a bite, or you could be on the Tribute and get a bite fly line in a sardine, or catch one on a jig, or catch one on a kite, and that's what we're pumped to hear about. And we're stoked to have you. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gang.
Good to have you here, buddy. We were joking that you've entered the Doug Kern effect on Let's Talk Hook Up. Like, Doug's done the show so many times that he's got to the minute of how long it takes to get here, go get a hot tea, and then be here. But if he hits two red lights wrong, like, he's going to be late by a minute or two. And
yeah, no. I remember the first time I did this show, I was, I think, standing outside like 45 minutes before, and you're like,
You're like, why are you there?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't really know what to expect. But it's gotten to the point now where
this is old home
few minutes. But yeah, you're right. If you're going down Rose Pans and you get the crazy homeless guy that I encountered,
exactly,
or a couple of bad red lights, all of a sudden you're you know, five
yeah, you're missing a vibe. Yeah.
You know, it sounds right about Midway and Rosecrans.
He was having a blast. He was dancing right in the middle of Rosecrans and he seemed to be having a good time.
I do remember getting texts from Mike in the early days saying, I'm here. And I texted back, like, well, I'm not even in my truck yet. You know, and I live in Lakeside, man. Like,
well, you hang out. That's it. And then you start getting a little comfortable with how this works.
Well, we're certainly stoked to have you. And we mentioned it before, you know, Mike, part of the family here on Let's Talk Hookup. And before we say anything else, I just want to say a huge thanks. You do such a great job of keeping us in the loop of what's going on the water, on the boat. Everybody looks forward to it. We hear it during the week all the time. We hear it at all the PCS shows. Man, we sure love it when the tribute calls in and hearing the sonar clicking in the background and all the great fishing. And it's been really fun, man. And
oh, thank you. I try.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, we get in or you're in a bite and you don't want to call in unless you've caught something.
Sure.
But sometimes you start catching fish and you get busy and then you look and I'm like, oh man, it's not going to happen. But there's been a lot of phone calls where it's been like the last 5 minutes of the show. I'm like, well, you guys aren't going to take it. And, you know, if we can get just a little bit of, you know, fresh information coming in, it's been good though. I mean, it's been really good.
That's just a great thing for everybody. We sure like it on Let's Talk Hookup. The audience loves it. It's keeping everybody up to date. It's letting people know when they get to go fishing with you. It's just one of those things, great for everybody, and we're stoked. And you know, the only person that's not stoked with your reports, and he mentioned it yesterday, was Marcos from Seaforth, because he says you seem to have an uncanny timing of just sliding in right before Marcos' report happens.
Oh, I ruined
and just
it.
Delivering all the great news, you know, like, and he's so excited to talk about, oh, the tribute had a bunch of big ones and it's biting everywhere. And like, while he's on hold, he just hears Mike fired up telling us about all the fish they caught. And then he goes, all right, well, you heard all that.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Not intentionally. And I'm one of, I don't know, a dozen other boats that you know, out of our landing that do a great job.
Yeah, no doubt, buddy.
He's always pushing everybody, and I don't mean to take the fire from him.
No, it's all in fun. Now, speaking of great fishing and taking the fire, how's the tribute been doing? Sounds like there's been some good fishing to be had.
It has. There's been a little bit of a roller coaster, but on average, it's been phenomenal bluefin fishing. There's been a little bit of yellowtail to be had. We've had some one-day charters where we've either ended up at the Coronados or the other day at San Clemente Island. We had a couple of, or actually a few 40-pound yellowtail to go with some other island fish. But, you know, it's crazy how spoiled people have gotten with our fishing. And you look at some of our overnight trips where we've had some decent, you know, small or tuna grade or local grade fish, like 20 to 25 pounds, and you start getting these comments like, oh man, I can't believe you guys are keeping that. And it's like, it's an overnight trip. And if you haven't seen anything, you know, previous of the last 7 years, that's our local tuna fishing. You get a lot of 20, 25, 30 fish over 40 pounds were unheard of north of Guadalupe.
I agree with you. I mean, this fleet was built on 100 pound fish.
And a lot of these guys that have become big tuna anglers lately, oh, I don't keep anything under 100 pounds. I'm like, okay, well, where have you been? I mean, I don't want to see bluefin fishing go away at all. But the days of, you know, pulling up on a kelp and you have, you know, 15 to 20 pound yellowfin just absolutely eating everything in the corner, like, it's awesome. And for you're doing a, you know, overnight or day and a half trip or something like that, and that's literally what this fleet was based on and built around. And now you get these guys that are coming out and they're, well, I don't want anything under 100 pounds. I said, well, actually, I don't want anything over 100 pounds. So,
<That's crazy.
laughs> little bit different.
And obviously we have the beauty of having you in here, but it seems like everything is swimming in the bite right now. I mean, 5 pounders to 205 pounders, and I'm sure there's like, you know, I'm sure that it's a great problem to have, but it's still something you've got to kind of make a decision on based on the group you got and what they want to do. And do you want to go west and fly a kite? And,
yep.
And you know, let's be real. If you're going to dedicate it to that, not everybody's going to catch one. You're going to celebrate this fantastic thing, and if you get a handful, it's flash bulbs, and you get all these cool pictures for Instagram of these, you know, 150 to 200 pounders. But that's not how it works. And you know, you've got little guys, you got other people chirping, you got, oh, I want to catch them in the day, I want to catch them in the night. Like, there's all of those things are available for you right now.
It's yeah.
Not a good decision to make.
Well, and it's interesting because you get some of the novice, the Rent Rock groups, they come out and, like, we had a Morongo Indian Reservation, a local overnight trip a couple weeks ago, and we had good, you know, bluefin fishing on 20-pound fish, and there's some yellowtail to go with it. And they had an absolute blast. And you should.
Right.
I mean, for an overnight
blast. Yeah.
It's the people trying to convince them that they shouldn't be having fun. Oh, you don't want, and it's like it's, you know, like going bird hunting or something and knocking out your first limit. And you guys went, you don't have any white wings in there. And you're like, what? you don't know.
Exactly.
You don't know. And you're having a good time, and that's all that matters.
Flipping a bait on 25-pound that rips off, and you get to set the hook, and a fish is on the other, and you're like, that's awesome.
It'll never get old.
Yeah, ever.
Dropping a jig down at night and getting bit is great. Dropping a jig down at night and not getting bit sucks. but, yeah, I mean, fly line and a bait in the corner, it's, you know, it's the same thing. You start seeing this, this rolling into the anchovy thing. There's no bait. There's only anchovies. And, you know, it'll happen again someday where we're fly lining anchovies for 20-pound or 15-pound yellowfin. Yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah, right.
Not a bad thing, right?
No.
So how has the bait thing been? You know, I mean, it's obviously talked about all the time. It's on everybody's mind. I think we all say the same thing. Like, there is no question about how hard those guys are grinding. Those guys being the Everingham Brothers Bait Company, all boats running, all, you know, they're on 24-hour days. You know, I think there's no doubt in that. But from the captain's seat, what's kind of the latest? How's things been? What are you guys seeing?
It's been tough. I mean, we've never not had bait. I know that has been a thing for some guys who are having to wait for the bait boat to get in. You know, trying to spread out 150 scoops of bait for a 3-day trip is, the nighttime bluefin fishing has made that work.
You're right.
Your
consumption's not as high.
You're not, you know, you're catching 80% of your fish at night and you're not using any bait. So It's been great. It's been a little bit up and down, but I mean, the guys are trying and you get out there and it's, you know, it's just tough when you have a boat with 30 guys on it and you're like, okay, here's what you're limited to. And you're like, well, that's the same thing that the six pack boat got. It just takes that much more to stretch it out. But,
sure.
You know, it's been tough.
Yeah.
I mean, there has been some trips where you get out there and you're like, man, this is going to be a hard one.
Yeah.
There's been a little bit of squid. There's been some squid at Cortez and at San Clemente Island, which has helped us out a lot. But, you know, it's the guys are working their butts off and trying to make the best of it. It's just like fishing.
No doubt.
Literally, it is just like fishing. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not.
Now, what's a savvy guy that's riding the Tribute do to prepare himself? Is that, you know, you're ready for small bait, you're ready for big bait, you just got to come knowing that that it seems like, you know, they're working their butts off, but it's you know, what happened yesterday doesn't necessarily dictate what's going to happen tomorrow.
Literally just like our business. Completely different every day. And I mean, we might be on a roll where we get all the greatest sardines for the next, you know, several months, or it might be anchovies, but you know, they go out and they're catching what they can. And it's, you know, been a little bit of a roller coaster, but what I tell people is bring anything from 20-pound on up to 100-pound.
Yeah.
We have, I think, like 205 rod holders on the boat. We have rod holders up top. If you're going to come out, 20-pound might be a little bit on the light side, but you never know.
Sure.
20-pound, there's been, you've both seen it plenty of times where the guy fishing 20-pound on a number four hook is the one getting bit. So that's it. From number four on up to like a 2-aught is something that I'd bring. 20-pound to 100-pound, 4-0 up to 200-pound for your leaders, or even 300-pound, and everything in between.
It's kind of the beauty of the Tribute is you do have the space to bring it all.
Lots of rod holders.
Everybody can kind of bring everything. That boat is big and comfortable, and you guys do such a fantastic job with it that, you know, you can bring it. And if you're worried about bringing one or two extra sticks and you don't want to be that guy, you said it, put them up top.
Not a problem. And we have spots up by our staterooms where we can turn the rod holders a little bit, and you can fit a 9-foot rod under the house with no problem. So
that's awesome.
Definitely a bonus.
We joke about it all of the time in the off season. You like, to a fault, have a problem with boat work where even when the boat doesn't need something, you decide to do this massive project anyways. What were some of the things that you've knocked out over the last little bit that you're proud of? And, you know, maybe somebody hasn't rowed the boat yet this season, but anxious to get on. What are some of the things that we have, that are new to the Tribute?
One of the things that we did last year, was something that, as far as complying with our new Coast Guard regulations, and we removed six of our bunks in the middle, and we put in a new emergency escape hatch, new ladder. But it it opens up the front of the bunk room. It's completely different.
Really? Okay.
The bunk room used to sleep 36. You'd have one aisle going down, 18 bunks on one side, one, you know, aisle on the port side, starboard side. And once you got down there, the only way back is to, you know, kind of butt up against everybody else on the way out. And these boats were designed for smaller people, you know, back in the day. So, like, you figure the aisle weighs, you know, 32 inches wide. So you got to, you have 12 other guys, you know, going up the side. Now that's opened up. So you can walk around. It's got a big, like, kind of a horseshoe setup.
Cool.
And it's changed it entirely. We had somebody on the boat about a week ago that's rode the boat for years. And they're like, man, I never would have thought taking out six bunks would change a bunk room like that.
No,
and
it's, that's cool.
It's a lot more airy. You know,
yeah.
It gets the circulation going. The AC works better. And you get down there, and it's just you can put on your boots. You don't have to, like, lean up against the bunk. There's a... Well, I think half a dozen shelves up there, actually nine different shelves where you can put your boots, jacket, whatever.
Oh, nice.
And nobody wants to lose six bunks. Thankfully, we had the ability to lose it and
right.
not change our load much. So we dropped it. We used to do 32 for a limited load, and now we do 30, and we utilize our staterooms. We didn't used to do that, but now you have the option of calling in earlier and requesting the stateroom. So we have two three-man staterooms up in the bow. Big bunks. They're really good for families.
Just going to say, how cool.
It's one of those things, if you have a bad back or bad knees and you have problems going up and down the stairs,
right.
And we get a lot of family groups on that didn't know. And we usually book one of the staterooms and we leave one of them available for stuff like that.
But perfect.
We'll get somebody that's on the boat with their wife and daughter, and they've never been on a boat before. And, you know, you don't want to be down in a bunk room with a bunch of guys,
yeah,
if you're already intimidated about it. So we give them one of the staterooms, or you can call ahead and book one of the staterooms.
What a great option.
I love that.
It's just, you get people come out, they're like, man, it made it so much more comfortable. We're trying to get my daughter on the boat. She was intimidated by it, and this, you know, gave her a chance to kind of get away a little bit and have her own bunk and, you know, somewhere to go if she wanted to, and it's worked out really good.
The other thing that I love about the Tribute that you just don't all the time see as the, you know, as a main open party run is, you know, and we've already gotten a bunch of texts about it, is you guys tend to run an elevated food program for a boat that's in the same situation, you know, like
our food's good.
It is. You know, I mean, your food is like what you would expect on, like, the upgraded meal package on a charter with only 10 guys on it, but you do that for an open party trip all the time. Like
we do, and our food prices, I think, are reasonable. Like, our for a day-and-a-half trip, it's $75. For a reverse, it's $85. That covers your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, hors d'oeuvres.
That's crazy.
On the reverse trip, there's an extra lunch involved. And that covers all your bottled water and your coffee for the day. So it's funny because people, oh, man, $85. I'm like, you're going to eat for 2 days. All your coffee. I'm like, go to Starbucks four or five times and go to Carl's Jr. twice and see how much it is. Like,
exactly.
And you know, it's that whether it's Tri-Tip or, you know, New York's or anything along the line, our dinners are phenomenal. They're $35 dinners, hands down, no problem.
Yeah, every time
you go.
You do such a good job of putting pictures on social media, and it's that. Restaurant food, it's steaks and all those. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, and it's constant. Like Chef Daniel, a lot of times, you know, a morning snack might be something easy, like parfait or something along those lines, and you have lunch, and then like he might do a homemade queso dip or something for hors d'oeuvres, and then shortly after that you have dinner, and then that comes with the salad, dessert, and it's just like it's nonstop. I spend a lot of time on long range boats, you know that, and we try to keep it as close to that where people get off the boat and they're like, dude,
yeah,
we didn't catch much, but that food.
And,
like,
and
you can't control fishing, but we can control the food.
But for $75, man, are you kidding me?
I think it's a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. I think it's awesome. And you know, one thing we were talking about now is you've gone ahead of that, especially with your Pizza Port sponsor trips, and you know, you have a thing we're going to hear from Brant from Charlie's Landing a little bit later in the show, but they have put together a really cool package that they're doing with charter masters of guys when, you know, when you're if you're on a charter group trip and you don't have an option like the Tribute does of having food on your departure evening, they've got a setup where you can call in ahead of time. Hey, I've got a, you know, my construction company's taking, you know, 10 customers and 10 employees. I got 20 guys. We're going fishing. They'll, like, completely box up a full dinner for 20 people in the trays. You slide in, pick it up, boom, food's taken care of.
It's a great idea. And I remember he brought that idea up to me before they had really started. And I was thinking, like, I'm not one to back down from competition, but we offer food as soon as you get down the boat.
It's a little bit different story than every rig out good. There, too.
Well, it's just it's a bummer. You get guys that come down, and we try to do, whether it's, you know, it's an evening departure, we always try to have something available. But, you know, getting on a boat and, you know, you walk into the galley and the cook's not there and the boat's on its way out and you're hungry and you're like, wow, this kind of wasn't what I had planned on. Like, I guess, you know, give me an IPA, something to fill me up. But we try to make sure that there's always food available.
Well, like I said, you guys run a different program than everybody. And that's why the boat has the following and the family that it does and the success that you guys have been, fam, because you do. You've done such a good job at taking care of all those little levels. And it's just going to be a fun day, talking tribute, talking fun, and already a crazy one. The phones are already packed up, Corey. I think we're going to have our work cut out for us today.
No, we're definitely going to have a great time. And you want to join us, talk some of the good fishing happening, maybe what's coming up for
food, bait. We
right?
got this.
But what we consider, too, is like the locals type of summer, right? That's dude, the month of September, it's usually our...
I don't know. I literally just had this conversation with Ian, my captain. Yeah. Running the boat right now. I'm like, I'm not sure if summer started.
Exactly right.
I don't know. Well,
if you were Lakeside yesterday,
you would know.
No. Absolutely. I'm just kidding.
Alpine. Yeah. Yeah, so I think the ocean doesn't know summer started yet.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
No, the humidity, yes. And the
right?
heat.
But we do have a full show ahead of us. You want to talk some of the good times on the tribute with Mike Pritchard? Please join us. 833-288-0973. We have Jeff waiting at the fan there. For your call, again, 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app, and it's the only way to do it. And you can send us a message that says right there when you download the app, it says text the show.
That's it.
And when you do so, make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a trip.
Tomorrow's trip sold out, but you could be on Tuesday night's trip.
Really?
I think there's still a few spots available, but there is going to be a trip given away, and that could be you.
Yeah. How about that?
So
a day and a half?
Yep.
That's where we're going with it. A day and a half trip on the Tribute. Thank you, Mike, for that. Very kind. And we're going to be right back. More with Mike Pritchard from the Tribute when we return on the Let's Talk a Cup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Southerners Outdoorsmen, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Inside information
information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked out Mike Pritchard from the Tribute End studio today, and just talking good times. And
we were talking during the break. Yeah. I think I was surprised that we were able to peel Mike away from the opening day of bird hunting season tomorrow. Like, I was surprised that we were able to wedge him in here and say, "Oh, boat coming in and everything." Like, we got lucky. We were able
right?
to peeling him off the water or out of the field is not necessarily easy. Like, one of those two things is usually happening. So
for probably a couple of decades, I wouldn't have been here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know that.
And I still love bird hunting, and I will be out shortly after. But I don't know, something about, we were just talking about the craziness of the first. Like, it's neat, and the first few times you do it, it's like walking down to the landing on a Friday night, in the middle of summer, where you're just like, wow, this is a big deal. Like, everybody's out there, but now it's gotten to the point where I wait a couple of days, and I have some pretty friendly spots that I can go to and still get whatever I need. But for a while there, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be in a hotel somewhere in El Centro or Yuma or
same. Our last few shoots were only, you know, we'd get there the day before and like, oh well, we got a really good spot where we can shoot afternoon Eurasians, and we'd go there and it'd be such lights out shooting. It's like, well, we've already got more than I can deal with. Like, let's just bail home. We'll get home before it gets hot. You know, you shoot the day before the opener because you're just shooting Eurasians.
Well, and then that's it. I mean, you get to a point, and then after you clean them and eat them, you're like, man, it's just a bigger dove.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just
slower.
They're almost too slow. Sometimes you miss them.
Yeah. you know what I love about September 1st and dove season is the majority of dove hunters are fishermen. Right?
Yeah.
So they all go east. Corey's going west.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And we changed tomorrow's trip. It was originally, we're getting in from, it's a Pelagic sponsored 2.5 day that the boat's on right now. We've been doing it for, I think, 12 years. I've had the boat for 13. I think that this is the 12th annual. It fills up instantly. I think it sold out. The 1 year it sold out in like 30 minutes.
Jeez.
This year it sold out in a day. Almost all the same guys. And a really good group of guys, and that's the thing, is it started coming down, and I'm like, okay, I love this trip, and I love bird hunting. So it got to a point where, I mean, I've been thankful to have some really savvy skippers, and including Ian, who's on the
great,
boat right
oh,
now.
Geez.
And it get to the point where the guys are like, are you going to be here for the 2.5 day? I'm like, you know, it comes in on the first, right? I don't. You know, it's not that I don't want to be there, but it's you know, I know that they're well taken care of, and I'm sure I'll be out there in the next couple of days.
No doubt about it. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's super excited to talk to Captain Mike. Corey, let's jump into those phones.
And they are full, man. Let's go to Mike. Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, boys. Mike, I saw some people got off your boat the other day. I got off the Polaris Supreme with a 125 kite fish, my first kite fish ever, but
nice.
I saw some happy customers in the parking lot cutting off the tails, trying to get them into the coolers.
That's always the favorite.
On the kite the other day. My buddy Larry came and helped me cut all my fish, and he just dropped off a bag of smoked fish this morning, and Holy cow, I came and bring in the house. It's so strong. It's such a good product, and it's just nice to have people help you out when you come back with your fish. And I think I'm going to do up a batch of canned today. Can some of that bluefin, because when you got a lot, you got a lot.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Hopefully you're able to can it inside because it's hot.
Or not.
Well, it depends if you ever want to go back in there.
Well, congratulations, Mike. That's awesome. I'm glad you had a good trip and that kite fishing. And how fun has that been, too, for you, Mike? Because you've done so much, and you spent your time working on and running the XL. And, I mean, you've seen so much of that in your career. But did you ever think that, you know, when you were doing that and you started, you know, overnight and one-day fishing that kite rotations would be part of your everyday routine? You know, it's something that you expect to do at Clarion, but you don't expect to do it, you know, 40 miles from where you tie the boat up.
It's still neater when you're at Clarion or Hurricane Bank and you have a live flying fish. There's just, I mean, maybe it was the time that we did it, but watching that, and we still, you know, if we get live flyers, we put them out for bluefin, but for whatever reason, watching the yellowfin try to eat it just seemed to be that much more exciting. We talked about this years ago when we first started doing it. I told you, guys like Bill Pohl, Ray Soviet, guys that I worked for in the past, if you ever told me you were going to drag around a rubber flying fish for one fish.
Oh, I think Ray would have beat you over the head.
He would have said, the industry is going to fall apart. It's done. We're over. It'll never happen. But, you know, you start looking at, you know, overnight boats that have thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gear on them and 50 wise and all. I mean, we have two different electric kite reels. Just the batteries and the setups and everything else. And I get down to the boat and like when Ian comes in and there's two or three kites still laying in the wheelhouse and I'm like, what a weird, yeah. Just a weird era.
But a cool era.
It is. I would prefer to catch them 30 at a time. Kite fishing is neat, and you know when you get the trophies, you get them on heavy gear, and you still don't land all of them. Sure. Like we talked about this a few years ago, where you get that 200-pound fish straight up and down, and you're fishing, you know, your lightest connection is 150-pound, and it's just beating the crud out of you, and you're like, this is unreal to be doing this, and you're 70 miles from home or 80 miles from home. Like it is, and that's like we were talking about earlier. I think a lot of these guys have just gotten to the point where they assume that we're, you know, day or day and a half trip, you're going to go out and catch a 100-pounder, which is completely possible. 200-pounder, I haven't seen a 300-pounder in a little bit, but it's same thing. I mean, it's going to be interesting when we get back to that kelp patty fishing where, you know, everything's, you get your wide open yellowfin, your Dorado, stuff like that, and guys are going to be going, well, what do I do with my heavy setup? Well, catch a yellowfin on it, I guess.
Yeah. Somebody's out there listening, and they're going on a trip on the Tribute later on this year, and they've never done that before. They've never, you know, never, like Mike said, first kite fish every guy. What do we need to do as a passenger? Do you provide that gear? Do we bring it? How does
kite,
it all work?
Kite gear, we have all the kite gear on the boat. If kite fishing is something we're going to be doing, we have several 50 wides. We have a ton of heavy gear. From that standpoint, it's something we're going to take care of on your end. The landing is a good way. I mean, can take care of everything else. I had somebody text a couple of days ago and said he was coming out on a trip and wanted to know what to do. And I said, you know, show up with your boots, your clothes, and a jacket, and the landing can get you dialed in with everything else. There's two-speed options. Everything's taken care of, you know, when you get in, and everything's in good working shape when you get ready to leave on a boat, and you can buy all your tackle there. Literally, all you have to do is show up and, you know, want to go fishing.
That's so cool.
So, and then you got other guys, a good friend of mine, Josh Rimbold at Turner's. I mean, go in there on some of their sale days, and I'm sure I pay a different price than a lot of people do, but like some of their tungsten jigs and stuff like are absolute steals compared to what you might get them, you know, the night of a trip. So it's worth looking out at. And really the tungsten jigs have kind of changed things. It's neat that we could be this far into, you know, our industry, and every now and then something comes out, whether it's an eddy bomb that's been around for decades, but unknowingly.
Yeah.
But some of these tungsten jigs, you're dropping this little 5-inch jig that weighs, you know, 20 ounces, and it's just, it's unreal.
It's the size of a Colt Sniper, but it weighs heavy, it weighs more than what your big full-size night jig would.
It sinks great. They get bit. I mean, it's a game changer, and it's interesting with all the technology in our industry that something comes out, and you're like, where was that before?
How did that not come around 10 years ago?
Totally. Well, let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Alex? Alex is calling from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, $85 for a meal plan is wild. I mean, I'd probably go through that in, like, soda, chips, and cookies, like, in one day.
It's not hard. Yeah, it's a day where Carl's Jr. is $25 a person, so.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I was going to ask, you know, we kind of had some little bit of a tropical weather and stuff like that. Do you think that's going to push any, you know, Dorado or anything like that this way? I mean, you know, I would love to get on a bluefin trip, but, man, there's something about just, you know, catching Dorado on kelp. It's just so fun.
I agree with you 100% on that one. Yeah, I think it's and somebody did a study. I know Ryan from the San Diego had shared a post not too long ago, and somebody had done a study about the water trends this year, and they said summer was like 6 weeks behind, which it really seems like it is. I think the last few years, October has been phenomenal. Usually August by now, you're seeing your yellowfin, your Dorado, and everything else. It seems to have gotten later and later over the last several years. Our best Dorado fishing a few years ago was in the middle of October. Yeah. It was just ridiculous. And last year, I think it was probably October where we saw that bigger yellowfin up to like 130 pounds. So I think it's just it just hasn't really started yet.
Yeah.
I mean, the bluefin fishing has become a year-round thing, which is awesome. It's great for all of us. But I would imagine we've seen a little bit. We've seen a few Dorado here, a few yellowfin there. But it doesn't seem to be a trend with tropical weather. I know that's always been a thought, is hurricanes push the fish up. People have apparently proven that's not the case. It does seem to happen. But the neat thing with Dorado and kelp fish is it could happen tomorrow.
Sure.
We have a spotter plane that goes out, and they might not see anything. For several hundred miles, they don't see any sign of fish. And then tomorrow, every kelp is loaded with Dorado, which where they come from, I don't know, but we'll take it. And I agree with you. I look forward to seeing that hopefully soon.
I want that thing that you mentioned before to happen so bad. I want that big yellowfin that our long-range boats are catching on the ridge. I want that in the worst way to make its way up to here and, you know, and give us that opportunity of, you know, that good biting fish up in our zone. Like,
well, and it was funny because everybody goes for that – bluefin, yellowfin connection, which fights better. Then all of a sudden, everybody used to say it was bluefin, but now that bluefin are around, those 100-pound yellowfin start biting last year. Guys are like, oh, my God, they're just they're way meaner. And I'm like, they're both mean.
That is for sure the thing, too, is, you know, you could say anything you want, and there for sure is going to be a particular fish that's particularly pissed off that does not make life easy on you whatsoever. No. You can say for sure that a yellowfin fights harder, which it does. but you get a bluefin that gets to the boat and it's straight up and down and it won't circle and it changes direction and it shakes its head and it rips line and it, you know, like how do you quantify one? And you can say all you want too. Oh, they don't pull as hard. And then you get one that the entire crew works on and passes back and forth and just can't seem to finish it off. Like,
I
angry
always,
fish out there.
Yeah. I it's neat. And we've talked about it before. Like, it always seemed like yellowfin had the upper hand on that one. But a lot of the tackle we're using for bluefin now wasn't really, at least when I worked, like, I was on the Excel in the late 90s, early 2000s, and we still had 80% mono for whatever reason.
Right, and a new 442.
Yeah, and right. We changed out guys' top shots every night, and we had backup rods, and we had backup rods, and skiffs, and all that. But a lot of the stuff now, you just have these bigger, better reels with a ton of spectra on them, and they're both mean, but if you want to just go that way, I mean, you throw like Skipjack and Bonita into the category, and hands down, they win.
Yeah, if the Skipjack got to be 100 pounds, we'd never catch him.
That'd be brutal.
That's for sure.
That thing on the deck would be terrifying.
Well, Corey, we're joined by a real great friend here, and we're going to look forward to that. And when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with Brand from Charlie's Landing. It's going to be a lot of fun this morning.
We'll be right back. As Rick said, Brant, is it Brant?
Brant. Yeah.
Brant from Charlie's Landing. Look forward to that when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And so, Stoke Man in studio with Mike Pritchard and just having a good time.
Yeah, and joined by Brant from Charlie's Landing. Brant, we're so stoked to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning, Brant.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, well, we're pumped to have you. And we've been talking about a little bit lately. So stoked to have you at Charlie's Landing. And what an awesome spot. You know, the restaurants that have been associated with that landing have been so good and so much fun, and there's been so much nostalgia. I think for me, like, I grew up going to C4 sport fishing. You know, that's where I grew up with my dad and fishing Twilights on the new C4th and Doug Reed and Bob Williams and all those guys. Like, that's my childhood there, and I always remember the tradition of going in with dad and you know, getting a burger before a trip. And you've really taken that legacy on because you're a fisherman first, you know, like it's just so cool to see you in position and have that place and treat it the way that it's supposed to.
Yeah. You know, I'm 100% just like you. I grew up fishing out of Seaforth in the early 80s, late 70s and stuff, and would always stop off there and, you know, grab something to eat before getting on the boat or afterwards. And it's just come full circle and it's great. Just kind of landed in our lap and, you know, really, That whole landing just has such, like you said, nostalgia for me, and that's why, you know, we ended up bringing the old name back with the landing and named it after my daughter, Charlie, and, you know, just trying to service a fisherman and have some good food and beer, and just got a great view, you know, the natural setting there is just amazing.
An awesome view. The patio, you can hang out on the, you don't have to eat inside, you can sit out on the patio and enjoy the views of the docks and the walkway going by there.
And growing up at Seaforth and obviously now working at Fisherman's, like, there is an electric feel when it comes to being down at the landing on a big day. The tribute's coming back in. Guys are going fishing. Where even if it's not your trip, like, if you're a fisherman, like, the, that's why I think you made such a great call. Like, there is just a feeling that exists on a landing on a summertime night when the fish are biting that is, it's palpable. You know, it's just a cool place to be. Even if you're not going on the boat, to go down there and grab dinner and a cold beer, like, it's just, it's a spot that you want to be if you're a fisherman.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much action, especially when, you know, multiple boats come back at the same time and they're unloading and just seeing all the big fish come off. I mean, it's, we're in just this crazy cycle.
Yeah.
You know, that's just so much fun. And, I mean, I used to have to go, you know, 10, 12 days to get the kind of action we got in our backyard, and it's just so cool.
Where did your background come from? Like, what lent you to doing what you're doing now at the landing? Like, how did you? Because I've known you as a fisherman and involved in fishing industry and all those things for years. But how did the restaurant side merge into it? And you know, what brought you to where you're at right now?
I mean, it was about 15 years ago. You know, got into the restaurant biz. You know, started with a place up in Ventura called Social Tap, and you know, after we made our mistakes, you know, kind of learning the ropes up there, we opened one down in San Diego, down by the ballpark. We opened one up in Scottsdale. And then, you know, honestly, I was talking with Ryan Booger on the San Diego, you know, when this place came vacant. And he's like, hey, come take a look at it and let us know what you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, this is what I do, and I wanted nothing to do with it. I'm like, this is advice, but I don't want anything to do with it.
You're providing a blueprint for somebody. Yeah, I'm like, how to do it right.
Exactly. The more I talked with you know, him and the Amatis and stuff, and they're like, well, why don't you do it? I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. You know? Like we said earlier, it's a nice change from what it was before. It's definitely a step in the right direction, and the fried shrimp tacos are awesome.
Well, now you're really speaking my language, isn't it, right? You know, we have been talking on the show a little bit on what a great gig, what a great idea you put together for guys doing charter groups. And you know, we joke with Mike. Mike runs a very elevated food program, but you know, every boat and everything is different. And there's a lot of times when you're going on a charter trip in the evening where food might not be available. Guys are coming in late. You know, they're getting off of work because they're doing a Friday night departure, and you're worried about having enough time to get a burrito and get parked and get everything else. You can take care of all that. If you're a charter master and you just want to set something up ahead of time, they can call you. You can provide for the whole group. Is that right?
Yeah, 100%. If they don't, you know, get there early and want to eat on the patio and have a beer there, we can have, you know, kind of family style meals ready to be on the boat, you know, for, you know, 10, 20 guys, whatever it is.
And I love that.
Just call ahead and we'll make sure that happens.
And now, and again, whether you're the charter master wanting to do that for your whole group of your employees, your buds or whatever, or if you're just coming down and you're going fishing and you're worried about not having time to get a crummy California burrito somewhere, you can call ahead of time and same deal, have a to-go order ready to rock.
Yeah, and right now, you know, you show us that you got a reservation on the boat that day, you get a dollar beer and with your meal. So.
How crazy is
that? I love that, dude. That's so smart. I love it. That's so cool.
That's why they walk on the boat like that.
It's only the first beer.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, and that first one down at the landing when you know you're going fishing just goes down just right. Man.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well, that's a great idea. The other thing that I'm really looking forward to, and I 100% intend to take advantage of, you know, being that I keep my boat in Mission Bay, in the mornings you can do the same thing. You can call in a breakfast burrito, and you, there is no restaurant closer to the Mission Bay bait receiver. You can go in, load your bait, slide on in, tie the boat up, run up, grab your burrito, and a, you know, to go out the way again.
Yeah, 100%. You know, just stay out of the way of the charter guys and dump the dock, run up, and we'll have it ready for you.
I just think that's such a smart call and such a great move, and you know, we're really pumped and excited for you. And I know it's just such a welcome change to everything that's going on down there at Seaforth. It's just, yeah, it's awesome. A great move, and we're pumped. What's been the, you know, now that you've been in there and running for a while, what is emerging as the favorite of everybody that you guys do there?
I mean, definitely the Smashburger is probably number one for sure, and then okay. Our fish and chips. You know, and then followed closely by the shrimp and fish tacos.
Yeah.
Okay. Or breakfast burritos, too.
Okay. Yeah, I bought you guys a couple breakfast burritos and breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, hey, all right. Awesome. Well, Jeff has sent me two messages down the line. Jeff, who takes care of us on 97.3 The Fan, make sure that we're on the air, takes care of everything. The first thing he said when he said that was, I love Social Tap. So, so you got some fans back there on The Fan taking care of us. Well, we're certainly pumped and excited. Brent, you mind hanging out with us for a little bit while we're here? Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
we'd love to. And we're certainly excited. I'm already excited for the next break to happen, so we can dive into that breakfast burrito. But in the meantime, having a great time here. If you want to join us this morning, been a very busy morning on the phones, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Or, as we always say, send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. I had a fun text I wanted to read for Mike. It says, I've got a setup that I fished last year, 15 feet of 100-pound fluoro. I only dropped a jig a handful of times on my last trip in June. Since then, I rinsed it with fresh water, kept out of the sun, kept in the garage, all the things you're supposed to. I'm going fishing on the Tribute next week. Do I need to retie that fluoro? Should I put on a new piece of Top Shot? Since I didn't catch a fish with it, is it all good? Just want to make sure I'm prepared. What do you think on that one? That's from Anthony in Seal Beach.
It's probably good. As long as there's no abrasion, the only thing I'd worry about is that it's probably got some memory to it. And it's only 15 feet. It's an easy fix. I'd change it out. Just you might pull that off and find out that it looks like a slinky. I mean, depending on the fluoro does pretty good. But some of the old mono, you go, okay, look, it looks great, and you start dropping it out, or you start dropping your jig, and it coils up on the reel and the rod tip and everything else. So, you know, for a few bucks, I would just change it out or bring it down to the boat. We'll change it out for you. We usually have complimentary fluoro and Top Shots available, so not a bad idea to just switch it out.
How cool is that, man? Complimentary?
We have some pretty good sponsors, and we've had Soft Steel, which kind of got taken over by Akuma, but yeah, when guys come out on the boat, we don't charge for Top Shots.
I think that's awesome.
Dude, that's getting it done right there for sure.
All right. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. We got the man, Brian Woolley, standing by this morning.
And it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology, and you can upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system with Norsk Lithium. Go to norsklithium.com or see the trolling motor doctor. And totally stoked to have Wooly from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Wooly.
What's up, Wooly?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you?
All good this morning.
Good morning.
Good, man. Brant's got a good thing going down there, man. I was at the landing the other day, and I should have stopped in, but I was in a time crunch.
Let me know when you're down here.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man. Yeah, I'm for sure stopping there next time.
We can tell you this. The world headquarters smells.
Yeah. Brant came bearing gifts this morning.
And my awesome. Hunger pains are striking as we speak.
Yeah, good. Well, worth the visit for sure. Well, hey, for us up here, a pretty solid week of this local action. Water temps, again, like 71 to 73, perfect for our bass program. And with that, we had some good movement in the water as well. That swell moved some water around. We had some current and whatnot. Half the anglers saw some really good sand bass action over the hard bottom. That stretch from like Capistrano Beach down to San Mateo Point, the mixed hard bottom, some of those artificials in there was biting pretty well for our guys. Rubber lures and reverse dropper loops were perfect for that scenario with that sand bass that's kind of filled in on that hard bottom. And then along with that bass, there continued to be some of that halibut. It's kind of been the sleeper fish on the sand bass deal for us. You know, the guys soaking those live baits on the bottom have had some decent fish. And, you know, it's not big fish, but it's good. It's like 10 to 15 pound stuff. So it's plenty good size. Of course, there's some smaller, barely legal fish in the mix. But the ones that we saw this week were that better 10 to 15 pound stuff. The calico bass fishing through that little stretch has been okay. Obviously, there's some calicos mixing with that sand bass, but certainly it's been current dependent in that kelp. Our 3/4 day guys kind of stretched it out down the beach through Camp Pendleton, Las Pulgas sector, yellowtail kelp, barn kelp. We have nice anchovy for live bait, so that fly line fishing has been really fun for that bass. The rubber lures getting bit just fine. The hard baits like the Lucky Crass and the SP Minnows been really good for the guys to make the longer casts out along the edge of some of that kelp. Those things have been super effective this last week. And then we had some bonito in the mix as well. And those things biting the live baits and the small little metal jigs. Small fish, you know, 2 pound stuff, but you know, catch a couple of those at the end of the day and you know, you're good to go for sure. And then our twilight trip, same good mixed bass fishing. It's been fun. Standout twilight fish this week was a 25-pound sea bass. Young angler caught that on the reel fun night before last, fishing up off Salt Creek. So that was kind of a cool deal for that kid. He was stoked. And then the Fury, he's had some really good fishing at Clemente and, you know, some of the offshore banks. He had a good hit on the yellows on a 2-day this week with 51 fish. that was a nice solid spread. That fish went from like 18 to 30 pounds. And then along with that, with some of that big bonito you guys are talking about, you know, some of that fish going 15 plus pounds. So some real drag pullers for sure there. So it sounds super fun. And then the calico bass fishing at Clemente has been good too with that same small anchovy, small sardine mix. Great fly line bait there. Those guys, again, surface iron, hard baits, no problem getting bites. And then the guys that wanted to sink out a, you know, a bait or a piece of squid or something and catching plenty of whitefish and sheephead, bag filler type stuff on those trips. And then finally, just kind of wrap the bluefin, still trying to keep it relevant. Our counts, Christian on the Lexi is working extra hard to keep that fish in his counts. It's been a grind for him, but he had a few of that bigger 100 plus fish this week on the flyers. But again, it's been a grind, and you know, the run's getting a little long and whatnot, but still trying to keep it relevant for his passengers as well. So solid week for us. You know, we're looking forward to another good week with some good weather and this bait. You know, we're got some real nice anchovy sardines, so we're stoked to see how that plays out. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give Lanning a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danaworf.com.
Awesome report. Glad to hear bait situation treating you right. Fishing's doing the same. Great report, as always, buddy. We'll certainly look forward to hear another one next week. I know we got good weather in front of us, so good weather, good bait, and summertime conditions at Dana Wharf, man. You can sign me up for that, Willie.
Roger, thanks for that, and enjoy your burritos, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. You're the best, Willie. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you then.
Is that what we're smelling, Brent? Burritos?
Yeah. We got some burritos, some breakfast sandwiches, breakfast tacos, so got your pick.
I'll say, what's the breakfast menu like at Charlie's? But we're rolling out. Neil and I are taking the easy access out on a center console day where we know we're going to get beat up and want to have a little breakfast run. What's the breakfast menu like at Charlie's?
I mean, it's, you know, just pretty much that kind of gave you the, you know, the three hits right there. But definitely the breakfast burritos, I think, hold the best.
That's,
you know, if you're gonna wait an hour or two before you eat them, and they'll be good. And then we, of course, you know, got the avocado toast for the people that with fried egg on top of it, and that's always a good one.
Perfect.
You know what you need to bring back? I have to say this. When Donna had the landing, the Rock Hot Rick breakfast burrito.
The height of my celebrity
status. Hey, we're going to be right back. You've been listening to us on 97.3 The Fan, and we're going to come back on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live. We're going to be right back, and let's talk up more with Mike Pritchard from the Tribune.
You know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only $0.89, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for $0.89 too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Don't let the summer pass you by with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Cruise into Summer sales event. From now until September 3rd, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends September 3rd, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable adventure that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.